USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Sunday called on Congress to strengthen gun laws. He added several provisions, including background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating legal immunity for gun manufacturers. Antonio Cover with Gun Owners of America tells Fox News this push is nothing more than political grandstanding.
Biden's plan to focus on this idea that the AR-15 or rifles is the most important issue just shows that it's more about a political grandstanding than actual real solution.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, said Sunday that Congress would work with Biden to enact two background check bills. The mainstream media's most prominent fact-checkers have been silent about Vice President Kamala Harris's debunked claim that the Biden administration did not inherit a coronavirus vaccine rollout plan. Harris directly contradicted White House advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci's remarks last month. We are USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As we continue to scratch our heads as to why the National Guard is still deployed in Washington, D.C., USA Radio News' Tim Berg went looking for answers.
The National Guard could be deployed in Washington, D.C. until the fall. The National Security Council is asking the Defense Department to plan for support after the current deadline of March 12th. Additionally, there is no timeline when the U.S. Capitol fence will come down. Lisa McLean is a Republican from Michigan. She sits on the House Armed Services Committee.
Myself and several of my colleagues have asked Nancy Pelosi for a briefing as to why do we need these troops here. And we have received zero information. Zero. It's amazing to me that she can do this without any disclosure, without any information, and just continue to spend money with no briefing.
The representative speaking there on Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Sunday's Daytona 500 saw driver Denny Hamlin finish fifth after the lightning delay and the nail-biting finish. Denny caught up with Motor Racing Network and talked about the new racing league, SRX. The Superstar Racing Experience will feature six races at dirt and short tracks on Saturdays in June and July. Denny was asked if he'd like to be a part of SRX.
I'd love to. I think that Tony and Ray are building something that's pretty awesome over there. Kind of building a car from the scratch and taking it to all kinds of different types of racing is very cool. So certainly, it all kind of stemmed from a little dinner I had with Ray probably a week or so ago, but certainly got some interest there and wouldn't mind being a ringer, although I hope not to get shown up by some of those old guys.
Denny's daughter just turned 8. He was asked how things have changed since he's become a father.
Well, it's the patience. You got to learn the patience is the biggest thing that, I can say that I've gotten better at as a dad. I don't know if it's gotten better professionally, but I certainly believe as a dad, I just understand, what I deem not necessarily important because it's, hey, I really want this, really want that. Like, it's important to them in their life at this time. So it's understanding from their perspective, as a dad, just being patient with them and trying to mold them into the person that you want them to be in the long run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.